We're up to in Shulchan Menachem, and we're discussing in Shin Yud Beis 312 the fact that in the Chabad the tradition is not to put noyi sukkah, not to put decorations for the sukkah. Now, as usual, Chabad has taken a lot of flack for that, and the Rebbe in this particular talk goes through very detailed sources for the general mitzvah of beautifying yourself. Whenever we do a mitzvah, we know we have a pasuk which says Zekeli Vanveyu, that we must beautify ourselves before Hashem with the mitzvahs, and there is various other sources for also increasing. For the Rambam writes, for example, when doing a mitzvah, it should always be the best, and various different sources. It's a very lengthy talk over here, and it's not really possible to go through in a short 2 minutes what the Rebbe speaks of over here. But the Rebbe basically points to the fact that the sukkah and its beautification is different than all other examples that are brought down in halacha, in the sense that in the other areas, the beauty becomes the mitzvah itself. If you have a parchment, if you have when you write a sefer Torah, when you're giving a poor person food to eat, you give them from the best. When you do a mitzvah and you do it in a better way, you are actually, the mitzvah itself is being beautified. The difference by sukkah, you're decorating with something outside of the sukkah. So in other words, you have the sukkah, you have the walls, and you have the schach, and now you're making a decoration. How are you decorating it? You're bringing in things from outside of the schach, of the sukkah. Now the sukkah itself has a distinct holiness. It becomes like a carbon. The schach midrabbanan. This becomes mamish as part of a kedusha in of itself. So in one hand, one can think, how can you even think of taking something which is so holy like the schach and the sukkah? That's the ultimate holiness that can rest on physical material over here, and then go ahead and you're going to decorate it with something outside that has no kedusha, that has no real holiness, and say that becomes a decoration for something which is essentially holy. Now, notwithstanding the fact that the halacha is actually that the noyi sukkah become bottled, they become secondary to the sukkah, and as the various halachas shows, but still it's not at the same level. So the way the Rebbe explains it over here is as follows, that the fact that the Gemara says, and we find in Tanoim and the Meroim, that they used to decorate the sukkah with various kinds of decorations, to these people it wasn't like that they felt that the sukkah became better through other decorations, but rather the decorations became part of the sukkah. But if somebody is only focusing on the decoration, in other words, more than the sukkah, he likes it so beautiful, his mind, it takes actually away his mind from the actual walls and the schach, and he goes towards the decoration. So he says that's why the minhag Chabad is not to actually decorate, is because they were afraid getting caught up in the decorations versus getting caught up in the actual sukkah itself. And notwithstanding the fact that in one's home one does decorate and one needs to live in the sukkah like the home, but yet the fact that the sukkah has that special holiness, it seems like in Chabad they didn't want to take away from that holiness by overshadowing it and overpowering it with external kinds of decoration to take away from the essence of the real true beauty decoration. And they were worried that we cannot sort of consider that secondary, and we're going to get caught up with them. And that's the mucker, that's the Rebbe's explanation. It's a lot more than I just said to you. This is just like a mashu sheba mashu, just a drop of a drop of this talk. And those who want to look at it and look it up later on inside to defend the minhag of Chabad for not using Noi Sukkah.